Podcast number 34 in English. Hello everyone on the internet. Today is July 28th, 2021. This is your host, Yusuke Wada, probably the only female business podcaster discussing the death industry business of Japan in English. I'm also the researcher of the reform of death and the journey to the end of life. Number 33 was about a startup company in Israel called MemoTree. It's a technology that implants DNA into trees, plants using agrobacterium, and encrypts it using a natural memory. These trees replace tombstones and set the carbon offset. I had a Zoom meeting the other day with the founder. It was a good time, yeah. They're looking into Japanese market, and I've told what's the restrictions and what the Japanese mentality of these tombstones and the trees and the current situation in Japan. And I also had a meeting with another startup company in Japan that uses iris of your eyes and creates artwork through the image manipulation and encryption that becomes a key to the virtual cemetery. Yes, a key to the virtual cemetery. Yes, I do business with another company called Smart Senior in Tokyo, as they do a virtual cemetery as well. And it's becoming big in Japan, I guess. All these are new technology that defies our current funeral tradition. Traditions are to be bring order and rule at the time of turmoil. People need to rethink what a funeral is really all about. I have a page on the website explaining Japanese funerals. You might want to take a look at it. I will need to discuss this as a different episode as one of the deep dives in the future. Today's talk is about a special paper that expands, pops up like a Braille character when heated through a special roller. We call them Fixer. Paper is printed on using a regular inkjet printer in color or black and white, doesn't matter. And then the computer sends the embossed data to the separate printer and this heater. This means you print twice, two datas. One is the just the image of the colored image, the other one, the embossed data. One without the emboss, it can be colored, and the other plain embossed data. When the paper is passing through the fixer that heats the paper, the emboss image expands. Yep. Minolta in the 1990s had a copier that was sold to the visually impaired market for Braille printing, but this was not so accurate since the copiers were huge and bulky, and the paper tend to skew while in the copier, so the registration had to be really precise. But these were also used for making Christmas cards. I'll be working with that technology as well. Need to make a marketing value. Yes, mixing this iris artwork and this emboss creator, we can create a myriad of any kind of one kind of artwork. This one-off type of artwork. This can also be used as a hash number for decryption and used as a missing link in a chain. Yeah, and it's just an implementation. What we need in the funeral industry is a breakthrough in mind. People are stuck with very conservative minds in a funeral. Of course, it's funeral. These are questions that need to be asked. What are these rituals? What benefits can rituals bring about in funerals? My company started using computer images for creating photos for use for funerals. I went around selling many systems to the undertakers. These made funeral parlors' job more controllable in the schedule because everything was done in-house, not outside. Some of the clients, the very end, the clients of a funeral undertaker, did argue that digital imaging using Photoshop is not a real photo since it wasn't printed on a photographic paper. There are always one in the crowd that makes a fuss about it using a far-fetched argument, but there aren't anymore. There were when I started the company. Probably using this special paper will create another havoc with the clients. Embossing an image is not the same as 3D image. The 3D image is a virtual conception of reflection and refraction of light inside a cube. or inside a virtual in a monitor. We can make an emboss image using emboss powder and heat it using a special heater purchased at a DIY shop. By the way, a hairdryer cannot be used due to not enough heat. A new conception is needed for a professional job such as a funeral service. What would you like to have your photo embossed? Well, this wraps up the story. We have to realize that funeral homes need to market using different method. People in the death industry have to use not just brochures and pamphlets and YouTube. Actually, not too many funeral parlors use YouTube for marketing. Podcast has been around for almost 20 years since the first iPod appeared on October 23rd, 2001. Yes, that was 20 years ago. Yes. Due to the boom of Clubhouse, talk shows have been given a second thought. But the problem of the Clubhouse and many radio shows are that you need to listen when it's broadcasting and there are no archives. Podcasts are a simple method for people catching up on what they have missed. Funeral business is dying due to shrinking services. Undertakers need to realize why such rituals are needed and not just blindly force customers to make their purchases. Explanation is necessary for all sales. They need to use a special landing page for marketing on the internet. Keeping up on the clients is necessary, but who wants to hear from a mortician? Teach them tricks of keeping funeral costs down and benefits of using funeral on different lawyers specializing for their purposes. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast and please subscribe. About me. A book about me can be bought from Amazon Japan called Shinigami to Yobareta Otoko, meaning The Man Called the Reaper, which will be published in English by September as well. I'll be holding an event called The Book Break at FCCJ, the Foreign Press Club in Tokyo, on September 29th. Well, thank you very much. This was your host, Yusuke Wada, probably the only funeral business podcaster in Japan. Ben, and I am signing off. Have a good day, have a good night, have a good day, actually. Thank you very much. Please enjoy.